while Richie does
we may have to pull somebody
does,
out
does
of the
timeline in the hour no one listens to.
Oh, well, do you want to do the good news? Is there a good news story today?
Yeah, there is, as a matter of fact. Here, Richard.
No, that's right.
Yes.
No.
There you go.
It's you now.
Oh, man.
Read that over and give it to us in ad-lib style.
Oh, no.
We'll need that in about 7 shopping minutes. It's 7 o'clock.
Hi, this is Carl Schmidt, naturopath and owner of The Herb Shop. Listen every Saturday to Winning Wellness and learn from experts in different fields of science and technology how nutritional supplements can help you.
Listen to Winning Wellness at its new time every Saturday at 10 a.m.
Today is August 28th, Radio Commercials Day. Without radio commercials, I'd have no salary. I'd be forced to sell my house and live down by the river. So I'd appreciate it if you'd listen when the lizard tries to sell you car insurance on Radio Commercials Day.
Broadcasting from the Riverside Chevrolet Master Control Center, this is WACV Coosada, News Talk 93.1 FM. When it's Chevy, it's Riverside.
It's 7.
Stand by for news.
Fox News, I'm Chris Foster. Tropical Storm Dorian is heading toward Puerto Rico. Fox meteorologist Adam Klotz says
Puerto Rico just now beginning to see some of those outer bands of rain move across the island. We're not going to be talking about a landfall until later this evening, but when it eventually does make that move, it is going to be bringing a lot of potential rain with it.
Up to 8 inches in some places with flash flooding possible, and the storm could hit Florida over the weekend. The British Prime Minister Boris Johnson says he'll suspend the reopening of Parliament, squeezing the time lawmakers have to fight a breakup with the European Union by Halloween.
Prime Minister Boris Johnson saying Parliament will be suspended next month with a new term beginning in October.
We're going to do it on October the 14th.
Johnson's chosen date means lawmakers will be limited in efforts to block his pledge to take Britain out of the EU, even if a divorce agreement hasn't been reached.
Fox's Simon Owen in London. America is listening to Fox News.
Once upon a time, a highly skilled group of professional broadcasters were sentenced to a lifetime of telling you the time and temperature and announcing yard sales and lost dogs. They promptly escaped and made their way to Blue Water Broadcasting, where they heard a cry for something new. Today, they still give you the time and temperature and announce yard sales and lost dogs, but they make it sound good. So tune into News Talk 93.1 weekday mornings at 6, and you can hear three men and a lady.
How do you like that? Dusted the, that's a rusty original.
Yeah.
One of the first three.
Most like the A-Team.
You are correct.
That's how the A-Team opens.
We should dress up like the A-Team sometime.
Halloween's
take
coming.
Pictures taken.
Let's do it.
Rich Thomas Weather, a service of Wiley Sanders Trucking, one of the nation's largest truck lines. They need drivers right now. If you want to know what your home time and your paycheck is going to be every week, call Wiley Sanders right now. Family owned and operated. 855-777-9785.
We never do anything together except war movies.
Y'all aren't ever going to dress up with me for Halloween.
I did.
Or for Christmas pictures.
The front, moving through the state this morning, is going to deliver some nicer air. There's a chance of a shower somewhere along and south of the front today, mainly early in the day, otherwise mostly sunny with a high around 92. Cooler, less humid tonight. You will feel the difference. Trust me. Overnight low 67. Tomorrow at this moment, it's going to be really, really nice. Tolerable humidity. Sunshine tomorrow with a high around 91. But the low tomorrow night, 66. Then on Friday, dry. Nice day, high 94. Then the risk of random hit or miss storms returns over the weekend, Saturday, Sunday, Monday, which is Labor Day, and all the humidity, too. Meanwhile, as you know, we are keeping close tabs, all of us here in the southeastern U.S., on Dorian, which could be making an encounter with Florida as a Category 2 hurricane with 100-mile-an-hour winds by Sunday night. Then what happens after Florida? Does it keep going straight? Does it go towards the northern Gulf Coast, or does it make the curve and go towards the Carolinas? All eyes on Dorian. Right now this morning, calm winds, partly cloudy skies. It's 71 at 7:07.
With ASC Credit Union's free Kasasa Cash checking account, you can earn 4% APY on balances up to $30,000. Qualifications and rules apply. See an ASC rep for more details. Federally insured by the NCUA. Online at yourascu.com. ASC Credit Union. Your life, your goals, your ASE.
It's a problem that happens when you don't have time for a problem. You're racing, you're trying to get out the door, and all of a sudden you have a plumbing issue. And it always picks the worst time to be a problem. Could be even in the middle of the night or on a holiday weekend or just any time. That's why at Plumbing by Luke Wire, they are ready to take your call. Literally, there's someone ready to answer the phone 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. So, you know, a lot of other places charge extra. Yeah, sure, we'll come out this weekend. But at Plumbing by Luke Wire, there is no overtime charge, regardless of when you call. And that's why I keep relying on them. They're very professional. They actually pick up the phone and tell me they're on their way. And then they sit down with me, explain the problem, say this is what it's going to cost. And then before you know it, it's all gone. The problem is gone. If it's not broke, don't fix it. But if it is, give them a call, 264-9666. Let them take care of you like they take care of me. Or you can visit them on the web, acbylukewire.com. Click on the plumbing tab, Alabama certification number 84417.
Yesterday afternoon, we got a call from somebody wondering why the Biscuits had canceled
the doubleheader.
Oh, my gosh.
Yeah, and we didn't know at the time what was going on. As it turns out, one of their pitchers suffered a horrible tragedy with the loss of his wife in a wreck. In which was it her brother driving the car drunk? I think he's been charged with 3 counts of murder.
They are calling it a murder.
Statement from the Rays, which is the Biscuit parent organization. Earlier today, we learned that Blake Bivens, a pitcher with our AA affiliate, the Montgomery Biscuit, suffered a terrible family tragedy in Southern Virginia. Our hearts are broken for Blake. We're grieving with him and will support him in any way we can. We ask that everyone respect the privacy of the Bivens family and the Biscuits family during this extremely difficult time.
His brother or her brother?
Her brother.
Her brother.
Yeah. God, that's just so sad. So we have that story posted on Facebook, and we'll see if the Biscuits are planning on doing something special.
Yeah, I just can't imagine that. It's just awful.
Devastating. Yeah. Absolutely devastating.
But certainly understand what the Biscuits did in canceling the doubleheader.
It is 9 minutes past 7 o'clock. After the show, I will be stopping at Adams Drugs. You know, it's not just because I have to go get a prescription. I look forward to going out there and seeing Lamar.
Mm-hmm. And you don't even go to the one that's closest to your house.
No, I don't. Because I like them. This is what happens. You and it's not because it's me. They're like this with everybody. When I stand there and visit, I see people coming and going. Everybody is greeted like on a first name basis. Mm-hmm. I call it Mayberry-esque because even with my brilliant imagination, and that's what Barney's topic is later this hour, by the way, that's what it reminds me of. It's small town service, but with all the big city touches you need. State-of-the-art system, so your insurance information can get processed. Certainly the talk listener, more than any listener, knows the importance of supporting local businesses. And it's a company, I know for a fact, that treats its employees very, very well. So when you visit any of their 12 locations, you can expect prompt, friendly service, questions answered, and the bonus of gift shops. And sometimes you can prescribe yourself a peanut butter cup or a soda to feel better. They have that as well for you. I urge you at some point to consider giving them a try. I bet you what, they'll earn your business. That's adamsdrugs.net to find the location nearest you. At the convenient time of 7-Eleven, let's hit the traffic dungeon.
As we roll into the 7 o'clock hour, Montgomery Skywatch has a couple of things for you to look out for. In Prattville, we have a broken-down 18-wheeler on Cobbs Ford Road westbound right in front of Murphy Oil. Only one lane is open there, so be careful and give yourself a little extra time to get through that. We also see an accident in Montgomery on 85 North at Forest Avenue. Watch yourself as you're passing through there. Otherwise, the interstates are both looking pretty good this morning. We don't have any big problems on the boulevard, and the 31s are rolling along just fine with a little bit of a crowd coming out of the Wetumpka area. Please be careful around the River Bridge. Haynes Ambulance Service is there when you need them, both on the ground and in the air. Your life is what they're all about. Haynes Ambulance, proudly serving Central Alabama. I'm Jeff Blake Montgomery, Skywatch Traffic.
If you plan to be on the road this Labor Day weekend, don't drink and drive. Elect a designated driver or find alternative transportation. The Vance Law Firm wants you to have a fun and safe holiday weekend.
And filling in for Good News Anchor is substitute Good News Anchor Rich Thomas.
Who likes good news?
Good news, everyone!
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 The good news is...
Could you throw a cue at me? Thank you. A 13-year-old Arizona kid asked for a smartwatch, a smartwatch for Christmas last year, and it ended up saving his life. So he was watching TV, and they told him his heart rate was a dangerous 219 beats per minute.
Mm. Whoa.
So his mom took him to the doctor. They found out he had a heart condition, and it could have been deadly. So here's what happened. Austin Hardison, 13-year-old Arizona kid, asked his mom for his smartwatch last Christmas, and he was watching TV, and then looked at his watch and saw the heart rate was 219 per minute, which is way high. Usually you'd expect it to be between 60 and 100 beats per minute. So he was, his mom took him to the doctor. It turns out he was born with a heart condition. They didn't know about it. So maybe that that watch saved his life. That's our good news for today.
How about?
Yeah.
Well, technology does have some very definite advantages, no doubt about it.
My Apple Watch makes me, I have to complete all my activity,
your rings,
exercise rings for the day, and so that's a positive thing, too.
Later on this morning, 5 tips to take better photos with your phone. Better photos with your phone. Like, don't take amphetamines. It makes you jittery. No, I'm kidding.
Here's how to take better pictures with your phone.
That concludes our good news segment.
Ain't that news? Ain't that good news?
That's what I got for y'all today.
I like that new guy.
Here's another Emily segment on News Talk 93.1.
Hi, hello, it's me, Emily, here to tell you about Dr. Jeff Pasley at Millbrook Family Chiropractic, good friends of ours. I have benefited from Dr. Pasley's expertise in helping you get rid of aches and pains. If you are living with aches and pains and you don't think it's anything serious, like if you're thinking, oh, you know, I haven't been in a car accident or I haven't suffered a fall or anything like that, I don't really need to go see a chiropractor. I just need to keep taking this ibuprofen or Advil or Tylenol or whatever. You don't have to be dependent upon any kind of painkiller when the road to wellness is right there with Dr. Jeff Pasley at Millbrook Family Chiropractic. He can get you straightened out.
Literally.
And can help you out with exercises that'll keep you feeling well. So go see them. Conveniently located just off of I-65 on Highway 14 in Millbrook. They're open 7 to noon and 2 to 6, Monday, Wednesday, and Friday, 7 to noon. Tuesday and Thursday. Find them online at millbrookchiropractor.com and give them a call at 285-8483 Millbrook Family Chiropractic.
.com.
All right. Last hour we were discussing actresses whose beauty could translate into the modern era.
Mm-hmm.
I mentioned Joan Fontaine.
Mm-hmm. I still think that Sir Laurence Olivier is a handsome, handsome man.
And Wiley Poundstone, who is a frequent virtual producer for this show, sent a link. I'd heard this before, but I've forgotten that Joan Fontaine was the sister of Olivia de Havilland.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah.
You're kidding.
Joan Fontaine was born in 35 and died in 94, so she was only 59 years old.
Olivia de Havilland's still alive.
Still alive.
And there's your not 6 degrees of Kevin Bacon, but, you know, Laurence Olivier, of course, married to Vivien Leigh, who was Scarlett O'Hara in Gone with the Wind, who co-starred with Olivia de Havilland, who played Melanie, who was sister of Joan Fontaine.
How about that?
Think about
that. Starred
it.
With Sir Laurence Olivier.
See? So, one of the signature movies in the history of American cinema, which came out 80 years ago, mm-hmm. One of the lead actresses is still with us. That's pretty amazing.
Because she is a lovely, lovely human being.
Very courageous woman, too. She fought the studio system.
Oh, yeah?
And a great risk to her own
career. She wasn't part of that communist thing.
No. Yeah. That was, this was about in those days when the studios literally owned
mm-hmm.
their actors.
And they'd age you out. she was really good friends with Bette Davis. Bette Davis took out an ad in Variety when she couldn't get work. And it was like, Oscar-winning actress, mother of two, need to work.
Yeah.
Yeah. And then when Joan Crawford made such a stink on the set of Hush, Hush, Sweet Charlotte, which was kind of the sequel or follow-up to whatever happened to Baby Jane. As far as pairing them together, Joan Crawford laid out sick for 2 weeks, held up production, was just awful. She kicked her off the film because Bette Davis was one of the executive producers and brought in Olivia de Havilland. Hush, Hush, Sweet Charlotte. Great movie.
She was a tough one. Was she the one with about the hangers? They have to be wood and not. What did I say?
That was Joan Crawford.
Yeah, Joan Crawford. What did I?
Don't eat the styrofoam cup, Greg.
Was that me?
Yes.
What did I say?
I just want to make sure the last of the liquid leaves my lips into the cup and not.
Oh, what did I say?
the
word hanger.
There's just such a. Well, you got to understand, that whole Joan Crawford hanger thing really was a big deal for a while in the 80s. You're talking about first of all, I never thought Joan Crawford was beautiful. She looked harsh to me. She had angular features and those man eyebrows.
Did you see, if you look at her early,
and Barbara Stanwyck,
if you look at her early stuff, before she got into drawing on her eyebrows so big and all the big shoulder pads and stuff, she was quite lovely.
But Bette Davis was not a raging beauty, but yet a wonderful actress.
Just phenomenal.
You know?
We actually have somebody locally who reminds me of Bette Davis in a very positive way.
She have Bette Davis eyes?
Yeah. Yeah, she does. No convoluted intros.
Oh, I'm not good enough for a convoluted intro? Okay.
You...
What? No, it's done now.
We now enter our broadcast day. WACV is owned and operated by Blue Water Broadcasting.
The Butters family of Millbrook. It's we got your local news at 7:18. We're down to our two mayoral finalists, David Woods and Stephen Reed.
I want the date. Does anyone know the date of the...
I'll Google because I'm Jay. Runoff.
Find that out while we're... maybe it'll be in the local news. They're pretty good at that.
From Alabama News Network, I'm Andrew James. Here's a look at today's headlines. Charlotte Meadows won the Republican runoff in Alabama House District 74. She will now move on to face Democrat Rayford Mack on November 12th. The race for mayor of Montgomery is headed to a runoff between Stephen Reed and David Woods. With everything but the provisional ballots counted, Reed has 42% of the vote to Woods' 24%. The runoff is October 8th. For more election results, go to alabamanews.net. And a trial date has been set for the Montgomery police officer charged with shooting and killing an unarmed black man. Officer Aaron Smith is accused of killing Greg Gunn in his Mobile Heights neighborhood in February of 2016. His trial date has been set for November 18th at the Dale County Courthouse in Ozark. And that's a look at today's headlines. For more on these stories and others, watch Alabama News Network on CBS 8 and ABC 32. I'm Andrew James.
Today's show is brought to you by Wayback Wednesday. Remember the 80s? The me decade? You learned how to get through high school from Ferris Bueller and Pretty in Pink, and you were totally infatuated and collected Cabbage Patch dolls. Oh, yeah. Chew on that, Pikachu. And Ariana Grande.
Montgomery Skywatch making our way through the Wednesday morning traffic, and we have a couple of issues to tell you about. In Prattville, we have an 18-wheeler that has broken down on Cobbs Ford Road right in front of Murphy Oil, so be careful there. Also, there's an accident on I-85 North at Forest Avenue. Doesn't look like it's slowing traffic down. Everybody's moving along pretty well on the interstates. The Boulevard traffic is starting to build up rather quickly, so be careful around the intersections. And if you're in a school zone, we're starting to see the congestion around those. Please be careful and remember your speed limit's 15 miles an hour. The National Clearance Event is going on right now at Reinhardt Toyota. Go to ReinhardtToyota.com, hit the big button, and unlock your special price. Reinhardt Toyota, I'm Jeff Blake Montgomery, Skywatch Traffic.
No recovery, no fee. That's right. The Vance Law Firm only gets paid if you get paid. It's the V guarantee.
No representation is made that the quality of legal services to be performed is greater than the quality of legal services performed by the lawyers.
Finding great candidates to hire can be like, well,
trying to find a needle in a haystack. Sure, you can post your job to some job board, but then all you can do is hope the right person comes along, which is why you should try ZipRecruiter for free. ZipRecruiter doesn't depend on candidates finding you. It finds them for you. Its powerful technology identifies people with the right experience and actively invites them to apply to your job. You get qualified candidates fast. So while other companies might deliver a lot of hay, ZipRecruiter finds you what you're looking for. The needle in the haystack.
4 out of 5 employers who post a job in ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate through the site within the first day. ZipRecruiter. The smartest way to hire. And right now, you can try ZipRecruiter for free. That's right, free. Just go to this exclusive web address, ZipRecruiter.com/work. That's ZipRecruiter.com/work. ZipRecruiter.com/work.
Noble here with Dixie Electric Plumbing and Air. Football is in our DNA. Score $500 off a comfort system installation. See this and other great offers at calldixie.com.
License number 15033.
The views and opinions of the following program are solely those of the host and other contributors. These do not necessarily represent those of Liberty Acquisitions 825, Blue Water Broadcasting, its management, staff, or any advertisers.
The River Region's 24-hour news talk station. News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
And now a star is born. On August 28, 1965, the world welcomed little baby Shania Twain.
Is it a boy or a girl?
Okay, we get it.
Shania Twain. A star is born.
And now,
let's catch the twain to destination.
The twain. The choo-choo.
Oh, my goodness. The choo-choo. That was good. And just before we start random facts, just want to say these are all approved by Jay Scott, as he is the one that got them together.
Stamp of approval.
So if you love them.
He's drunk in Seattle. Do it.
If you love them, Jay picked them out. If you hate them, Jay picked them out.
That was going to be the sequel to Sleepless in Seattle.
Drunk in Seattle?
Yeah.
Did you know the movie Roar took 11 years to make, the one from 1981? It took 11 years to make, cost $17 million, grossed $110,000, and resulted in 70 people being injured by the big cats the cast was living with on a ranch in California.
I don't even know that movie.
I've never heard
the
of it.
The one that's got Melanie Griffith in it as a kid, Tippi Hedren's in it.
I don't know it.
We had Tippi Hedren on the show. She never mentioned it.
Yeah.
Had a dog named Tippi.
Roar is the 1981 American adventure comedy film written and directed by Noel Marshall. Produced by and starring Marshall, his then wife Tippi Hedren, and co-starring Hedren's daughter Melanie Griffith, and Marshall's sons John and Jerry. Take it up with Jay. His question.
Okay.
All right. Did you know the pineapple has been Newport's symbol of hospitality since the 1650s?
Newport the cigarette?
Newport, Rhode Island?
Yes.
Or Newport menthols?
Newport the cigarette. Since the 1650s, when sea captains returning from trade voyages placed them outside their homes. Pineapples were exotic and difficult to acquire. Rich people even rented them out to place on tables to show off.
But again, Newport in New England?
Yes.
Yeah,
that one.
Okay.
1650s. That's a long time.
That goes back a while.
This is a space fact.
Space fact.
Yay.
I am not great with space. Astronomers discovered that all disk galaxies rotate once every billion years.
What's a disk gallery?
No matter their size. See, Jay, you knew I was going to be doing these, and you're the only one that loves space.
A galaxy that is shaped in the form of a disk.
Oh.
I think.
No relation to disk jockey.
I accepted a long time ago that there are things in this world that I'm not going to understand. Space is one of them.
It's hard to comprehend the vastness of the universe.
It's too much.
Half the people that live on this planet have no idea how big it is.
Feeble-minded. I'm just a woman.
Yeah.
Did you know Italy's elite special force for World War I called the
Lafayette Estrich.
No, Arid. Oh, my God, I need LASIK.
Lafayette Escadrille.
Eridity? The Eridity? Eridity?
How you spell it?
My God, I need glasses. A-R-I-D-I-T-I.
Eridet.
Okay, roll tide. That was Italy's special force for World War I. The soldiers, wielding only a knife and grenades, could clear entire trenches, hence being called the most feared corps by opposing armies.
Okay, World War I.
They only had a knife and grenades and cleared trenches.
They make a war movie about that. We're going.
That's right.
Did you know, just like Milli Vanilli, the song Pump Up the Jam by Technotronic, was lip-synced on the music video by a model who didn't really sing the song. The song was released the same year as Girl, You Know It's True, but didn't receive the backlash like Milli Vanilli saw once the truth came out. Here's where I am with this random fact from Jay.
Okay.
If she lip-synced it in the video, not a big deal.
Yeah. Right?
Milli Vanilli was lip-syncing their entire catalog. They never, I mean, this was live.
And they got a Grammy.
And they gave it back. Did you know the 60 million Mariner 1 rocket launched by NASA in 1962 exploded 5 minutes into flight? Do you know why?
60 million. No, I do not.
60s. Somebody accidentally hit the demolition button?
I do not know.
The root cause of the explosion was a missing hyphen in the flight control software.
Oh, God, I've done that. On flight control software. Yes.
Leaving out a hyphen.
Oops.
Yeah, well, look, I mean, look what brought down the Challenger. A simple piece of equipment and freezing temperatures that they never factored in.
That O-ring and the fact that they shouldn't have launched that particular morning. They've never done it that close to freezing.
It was below freezing that morning. It was below freezing in Fort Lauderdale, Miami that morning.
Yep.
Did you know U-shaped channels are installed under railroad tracks in Japan to help turtles cross from one side to the other, preventing both delayed trains and squashed turtles?
That's a nice...
U-shaped, what'd you call it?
Channels.
Because you don't want a turtle stampede ending in death.
No, you don't.
No. It's bad enough, look, you know... It's funny, in South Florida, people will run each other over or, you know, for any kind of an advantage on the road.
Oh, sure.
But if a turtle is crossing the street, everybody will stop to let the turtle cross. Uh-huh. If it's a pedestrian, like me, they'll just hit you
because they know you'll survive.
And they have caused problems also.
AFK Tower to Delta 154, you are clear to land.
Delta 154, making final approach.
What the? JFK, something's blocking the runway.
So happy together.
Abort landing. The turtles are on the runway. The turtles are...
That never gets old. And those arrogant geese at Blunt Cultural Park,
The arrogant geese.
They don't care that your car is coming. They don't care. Even if you lay on the horn...
They're just going to take their time.
They don't care.
Arrogant geese. Oh, goodness. Did you know the chimes the Big Ben plays have a name? Westminster Quarters. And lyrics. Those lyrics being, all through this hour, Lord be my guide, and by thy power, no foot shall slide.
This concludes our service. Our recessional today will be...
did you know the classic 1939 Wizard of Oz was a remake of the 1925 Wizard of Oz?
Oh, there was another one? I didn't know that.
The 1925 version is a silent film. The production, which is the only completed 1920s adaptation of the novel, co-stars Dorothy Dawn as Dorothy, Oliver Hardy as the Tin Woodman in a portion of the film, and Spencer Bell briefly disguised as a less cowardly lion than in the 1939 MGM version.
Pull him on.
I love that. He said after he made that movie that he was so typecast.
Burt Lahr?
Yeah, he couldn't do anything else.
That's too bad.
Did you know Greg Troy Leon? He was the first escapee from death row in Georgia. He got himself killed in a bar fight that very night.
He escaped?
He escaped and then got killed in a bar fight.
Well, so sad, huh? Too bad, so sad.
And our final random fact. Did you know Animal House had a sitcom sequel called Delta House that ran for one season in 1979?
I vaguely remember that. They were trying to, you know, capitalize on the popularity of the movie.
Mm-hmm. Several actors from the film returned to do the show, and initially it did well in the ratings, but the executive producer had constant fights with ABC over content.
I bet.
Which led to the network to cancel the show after 13 episodes.
That's kind of like Police Squad after 6 episodes. One of the most hilarious shows ever, but nobody understood it at the time. It
was yeah.
Zucker and Abrams, and it led to
Naked Gun.
Yep.
And in fact, a lot of the material in those TV shows was reprised in the movies.
They reused some of that humor. Yes, they did.
And they're just, it just lives on.
I got the Rich Thomas text.
You did. How about that? You are somebody.
Is that for the pop quiz question?
Is one of those acceptable?
I think so, yes.
Okay. All right, well, you guys are working on that. I've got this week's Food Outlet specials. They change on Wednesday. Now, everything at Food Outlet is cost plus 10, so you'll save every week on everything you buy. I mean, substantially. And every once in a while, we get that call from somebody who finally, okay, I'll see what Greg's been talking about. They go over there and they realize they have been paying retail prices for meat and bread and so many other items. When at Food Outlet, the cost structure is quite simple. But they always take a few items and discount them even further. Like ribeye steaks are $7.77 a pound. The last time I looked at ribeyes at a chain, it was about $13.99 a pound. And you have a butcher at each Food Outlet location who will cut those for you to whatever thickness you desire. Boy, Jay's going to be bummed out when he finds out he flew out of town and then they lower the price on Bluebell ice cream.
Oh, my gosh.
Half gallon to $4.50.
He might fly back.
$7.99 is what the lowest I've seen a full half gallon of Bluebell at the chain stores. And Coke products, $3.29 for a 12-pack. And Kaneka sausage. I did a double take at one of the... Because when I go to the major chain store, I do reconnaissance shopping so I can make comparisons. I've seen a one-pound package of Kaneka sausage at the chains for $5.99. It's always in the $3.70, $3.80 range of Food Outlet. This week, it's $3.50 for Kaneka smoked sausage. Try Food Outlet in Millbrook on Highway 14. You got Main Street and the Preferred Community just west of Highway 31 and on Coliseum Boulevard, where I'm sending chicken pictures to a certain local dog.
It's 7:43 a.m. on Sunday morning.
Usually around that time at Food Outlet. All right, ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, it's time for today's $10 Food Outlet Pop Quiz Question with Quizmasteress Emily.
It's me.
Hey!
Ha-ha! So if you knew the answer to this, you call 272-9228, and you win. What was the name of the sitcom sequel to Animal House?
The sitcom sequel to Animal House. Those of you who have the correct answer to that, dial us immediately at 272-9228. 272-9228. First person with the correct answer wins. $10 of free shopping at Food Outlet. Everybody who calls qualifies for our end-of-the-week grand prize drawing, which now includes a tailgate-to-go package from Baumhauer's Victory Grill on Eastern Boulevard. We'll see you there.
Can I get a yay from somebody?
Yay!
Thank you.
There you go. A little merry-go-round music there as we check traffic.
We're cruising right on through the middle of the 7 o'clock rush hour, and Montgomery Skywatch is looking around the river region. We see our normal slowdown on I-65 headed into the downtown area, so be careful there. If you're coming out of Wetumpka, there's lots of folks rolling with you. Be careful around the Redland Road traffic light and when you reach the boulevard. If you're on the boulevard, everybody is rolling along fine. We don't have any big problems for you. Just be careful around the intersections. School zones are in effect, so watch your speed limit. It's 15 miles an hour in a school zone. Mini-term B classes at Trenum State Community College start October 11th. Registration is September 9th to October 10th. Trenum State, the college for real careers. I'm Jeff Blake Montgomery, Skywatch Traffic.
Expect increased traffic this holiday weekend and understand it may take you longer to reach your destination. It's more important to arrive safely than to arrive on time. The Vance Law Firm wants you to stay safe.
All right, Bree and Shay get the first crack at winning this contest. Hello there.
Hi. Is it Delta House?
That is correct.
Delta House?
It is Delta House.
You are so right.
You won $10 worth of free candy. At Food Outlet.
That is so cool.
Well, don't go away yet.
We got to get information from you. Stand by.
Yes.
Yes.
Hey. This is Serena. I'm the mom.
Hey, Serena. Hang on the line. Let me get some information from you, okay?
Okay. Thank y'all.
Thanks.
And they were at a Rich Thomas level.
Adorable.
Let's say good morning to Robert. Thanks for trying.
Thank you so much for having me on.
Our pleasure. And let's say good morning to Bolt.
You know, I can't even be mad. That was adorable.
Wasn't it? It was.
Congratulations. Yeah. Thank y'all so much.
Yeah, we do with that demo.
That's kind of cool, you know. They're young and they've already won their first radio contest.
Yeah, but that.
Early starters. 7:37.
Rich Thomas Weather, brought to you by H&H Carpet. For all floor covering and granite products, see H&H Carpets for the guaranteed best price. H&H Carpets, across from Walmart on the Atlanta Highway.
I'm not saying there couldn't be a shower today, but I've got the rain chances 20% or less today as a front moves through the state. The front moves into South Alabama about lunchtime and then moves to the coast by evening. Behind it, all day long, we should have a mostly sunny day with a high around 92. Cooler, less humid air. You'll really start to feel it towards evening and tonight with the overnight low temperature 67, especially by dawn tomorrow morning. It's going to be absolutely clear as a bell and perfect. Tomorrow, tolerable humidity level. We'd like to hear that. Sunshine with a high around 91, down to 66 tomorrow night. Wow, we'll eat this up with a spoon. Friday, dry, nice day, 74. It would be nice to be 74. We're talking about 94 Friday. Risk of random hit or miss storms returns over the upcoming Labor Day weekend with all the humidity coming back as well. And then, of course, we're going to continue to watch the future progress of Dorian, which looks like it's going to go probably through the Bahamas over the weekend, and then on a beeline towards the Florida coast, maybe as a Category 2 hurricane with 100-mile-an-hour winds. Then, does it continue to go all the way through Florida and end up on the other side, our side? Or does it make the right-hand turn and go towards the Carolinas? Well, one model says one thing, another model says another thing. Obviously, this would have a big role in our future forecast as we get to the beginning of next week. Right now, this morning, we have calm winds, partly cloudy skies, and 71 at 7:40.
CB&S Bank, formerly Prime South Bank, is excited to be part of your neighborhood. CB&S Bank is a community bank with 113 years of being committed to the communities they serve. Come see the people you know and trust in Tallahassee, Wetumpka, Pike Road, and Birmingham. Member FDIC Equal Housing Lender.
7:39, we mentioned this earlier this morning. During happy hour yesterday, somebody called and said, why did the Biscuits cancel their doubleheader? It's not raining. There was no reason known at the time. It turns out horrible thing happened to Biscuits pitcher Brett Blevins. His wife, child, and sister-in-law, right? So when I get a mother-in-law, were murdered. It was a murder. It wasn't a car wreck. It wasn't an accident. They were killed. The brother of his wife did this, and I was talking to Jeff downstairs, and this guy was really like whacked out. They found him running around naked and crazy and all that, but just
wow.
I can't imagine
wow
what that's going to be like for this kid, and certainly understand what the Biscuits had to do what they did yesterday.
Jeez. That's just too much to take in.
Yeah, so any kind of a situation like that, but a murder, even more horrible. It is 7:41. I'm sure a topic today will be the May oral election results with David Woods. and Stephen Reed, the two finalists, in that. I voted at Arrowhead yesterday, and I was pretty impressed with the turnout there, but does anybody know if the turnout overall was...
I do not. I commented to you, it was interesting, did you have to vote twice and get cleared twice?
Well, here's what happened. I voted in the mayoral race, and they made you go to another table for that House district.
And start all over and get cleared.
But not everybody that went to my precinct station was eligible to vote in that election.
I see what you're saying. So that's why.
So you literally had to go to see if you could or could not vote.
And so it depended on whether you were eligible for that particular... Okay, I got you.
And I could not. Right. But I've never seen anything like this where you have to be eliminated from voting in an election because of your address. The way these districts are all set up, it's kind of screwy.
Isn't it cool, though, they used to have to go through... All these logbooks to find your name, you know, they're all these, and they, oh, there it is. Now they have this reader. It reads your driver's license, and it all comes up on the screen.
Pretty cool. The my mother used to work elections.
Yeah,
in fact, there's an episode of All in the Family where Easy is working as a, you know, and Archie finds out he's not eligible to vote and makes a big stink, so he tries to convince Edith to vote the way he wanted to vote. Funny stuff.
Yeah.
Well, we are at 7:42. We have Fox Business, your local news, and then we're back with our rocket scientist of the day. We've got a doozy.
From the Fox Business Network, long-term interest rates on Treasury notes have again slipped below short-term rates. Lower long-term interest rates can indicate investors are expecting a downturn in the economy. Tiffany is reporting weaker business in its recent quarter. Its worldwide sales declined 3%. It was hurt by lower tourist spending. However, Wall Street was expecting even lower numbers from Tiffany. The company says, though its overall Asia-Pacific sales declined, it is seeing strong growth in mainland China, and it's standing by its forecast for this year. Coty is reporting a weaker quarter, and it lost money in the period. It's seeing weaker demand for its beauty products. It's also ending its relationship with the Unique beauty line. And chicken producer Pilgrim's Pride is buying Tulip Limited, a European food company with a large presence in the United Kingdom. With the Fox Business Report, I'm Ginny Cosola.
Prescription products require an online physician consultation and are only available if the physician determines a prescription is appropriate. See website for full details.
Hey guys, good news. The expensive little blue pill is now generic, which means you can get the prescription medication to treat ED at affordable prices. And now get your first month supply for just $5 at 4hims.com/joy. Hims connects you with real doctors online who can prescribe the medication. And a pharmacy sends it right to your door. So easy. To get your first order for just $5, you need to go to 4hims.com/joy. That's FORHIMS.com/joy.
Today's program is sponsored by Wayback Wednesday. I can't believe the trashy music kids listen to nowadays. What happened to good old wholesome songs like Push It and Me So Horny?
From Alabama News Network, I'm Andrew James. Here's a look at today's headlines. The race for mayor of Montgomery is headed to a runoff between Stephen Reed and David Woods. With everything but the provisional ballots counted, Reed has 42% of the vote to Woods' 24%. The runoff is October 8th. Charlotte Meadows won the Republican runoff in Alabama House District 74. She will now move on to face Democrat Rayford Mack on November 12th. For more election results, go to alabamanews.net. And a trial date has been set for the Montgomery police officer charged with shooting and killing an unarmed black man in 2016. Officer Aaron Smith is accused of killing Greg Gunn in his Mobile Heights neighborhood in February of 2016. His trial date has been set for November 18th at 9 a.m. at the Dale County Courthouse in Ozark. For more on these stories and others, watch Alabama News Network on CBS 8 and ABC 32. I'm Andrew James. The best things in
life are free. Hi, folks. Rusty here. And everybody knows that the Health and Wealth Show with David Ernest is on every weekday evening at 7 right here on News Talk 93.1. The show can also be heard Saturday mornings at 8:30 and Sunday afternoons at 1. We're also on television. The Health and Wealth Show with David Ernest is on ABC 32 Saturday evenings at 5, right before the national news. David is very excited. You'll be excited too because David's right there in living color telling you some good news about your money. If you're the kind of person who likes to plan ahead, you should call David Earnest today at 334-279-7431. Let David show you how to put your money to work so when retirement rolls around, you don't have to worry. Don't miss the Health and Wealth Show Saturday evenings at 5 on ABC 32. Oh, he's still excited.
Caravina Village welcomes you to a cruise that never ends. Independent senior living with semi-private suites starting at $8.99 per month based on double occupancy. Private suites from $15.49. Learn more at caravinavillage.com.
Hey, have you heard about what's happening at Wind Creek Casino and Hotel?
No, but I've heard it's the coolest casino and hotel ever.
Well, now, if you join Wind Creek Rewards, they'll reimburse you with free play for up to $1,000.
They'll give me back as much as $1,000?
I know, right? They call it the New Player Promise, and they'll also throw in some free food so we don't go hungry.
Well, what are we waiting for? Let's go to Wind Creek Casino and Hotel.
New members only. Minimum $75 loss required. Visit windcreek.com for complete rules.
Caravita Village offers resort-style senior living, cruise ship-style dining, resort-style swimming pool, furnished suites. Is this retirement or a vacation that never ends? Learn more at caravitavillage.com.
Hey there, I'm Kim Williams with Alabama Home Mortgage. Our partnership with Blue Water Broadcasting has reached thousands of listeners in the River Region. People listen. People call. Now, there's mortgage savings for us all.
Call us at Blue Water Broadcasting and find out how we can help grow your business. Blue Water Broadcasting. Local folks helping local business.
The premier place the River Region turns to for news, weather, traffic, and opinion. News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
Okay, little boys and girls on your way to school, and millennials. Here's Barney with this week's lesson.
Hi, kids. The world is a big, scary place, and I'm going to help you make sense of it all. Let's learn about imagination. When you pop out on your birthday, you are like a lump of clay, but your parents put you in front of a screen, and now your brain has atrophied. Screen time is killing kids' imaginations, and I thought of these songs to tell you about it, because my imagination is way better than you idiot kids. Your imagination's been totally replaced by the images of Fortnite in your brain. You can't think for yourselves no more. Your whole generation is done for. It's like the cavity in your skull's completely drained. I know how to wake up your dummy imaginations. Imagine if there were no more screens. Deal with that dystopian hellscape. Barney loves you!
Ooh.
3, 2, 1, 0. Liftoff! We have a liftoff!
Applied Security presents our Rocket Scientist of the Day. Protect your home, family, and business with technologies from Applied Security. Call 279-8338 for a giant leap to a safer world. Here is today's nominee.
I have said it many times that I think one of the downfalls of our society began when man found out he could take pictures of himself, you know, suggestive pictures of himself, and not have to take them to a place to get developed.
I see.
Yeah.
The Wiener effect.
That. Exactly. Carlos Danger.
Anthony Wiener.
But before there was that... Here's your history lesson, boys and girls. Man figured out, hey, here's a new way to use the copy machine. I can make a picture of my face. Yes, it has been used. And I remember this is a story 10, 15 years ago. Somebody went to photocopy their keister.
Yeah.
And
yeah,
they were a little bit too heavy for the glass.
Right.
They'll never do that again.
Expensive.
Yeah. Laying face down on the floor while 911 people are picking the shards out.
Like a Christmas party joke kind of deal.
But in this particular instance, this is just playing dumb. When we say rocket scientist, we're really talking about somebody who will never press the button to launch anything headed towards outer space.
I hope not.
A man broke into a business. This happened in Toronto, Canada, All he stole was some food, which he ate inside, so he was going to leave with no evidence, right? And get away. It's the perfect crime.
Mm-hmm. So he thought.
Oh, look at that. There's a copy machine in here. I think I'll make a photocopy of my face. So he puts his face up to the glass, makes a photocopy, and then leaves it in the machine.
Duh. Idiot.
So he left behind a perfect image of himself for police to track him down and arrest him.
Well, this would have been a perfect Morning Maroon nominee.
Well, you know, we have plenty of those, too.
Right.
We have plenty of those, too. There's always, you know, on a daily basis, I hate to say it, but there's no shortage of stupid.
You could just use that one state that you always go to.
Now, Connecticut.
By the way, that guy would never have gotten into our building.
You know why? Because of applied security.
Thank you. You are correct, sir.
Because on the counter, you want to know why?
Because we hooked up with them years, I mean, so long ago, on this, the 14th anniversary of Happy Hour.
Yes.
Cherished occasion that it is. Mark and Vicky at Applied Security have been protecting our building, and it's an awesome system. You could have the same level of protection and monitoring as low as $29 a month. Just call 279-8338. They've been doing this for a long time. Great local business. They do residential and commercial properties as well and can also help protect you from fire. They do monitoring, cameras, whatever it is you need to completely secure your home or business. Applied Security can provide it. Call 279-8338, 279-8338. For Applied Security, their Alabama Electronic Security Board permit number is 276. Mark and Vicky are really nice. They came to Bomb Hours last week to join us and meet some of the listeners. At 7:53, let's quickly hit the traffic dungeon.
Montgomery Skywatch checking out your Wednesday morning traffic, and we see our normal slowdown on I-65 around Highway 143, so be careful if you're headed into downtown Montgomery. There's also a bit of a slowdown on I-85 between Ann Street and Mulberry, so watch it there. If you're on the boulevard, it is crowded already this morning. Please be careful around the traffic lights. And if you're on the 31s, we have a big crowd coming out of Wetumpka. Otherwise, everything is rolling along just fine. Remember, your school zones are still in effect. Watch your speed. Premier Place Shopping Center can help you make this school year fantastic. Shop Burke's Outlet, Michael's, Big Lots, Shoe Station, and more. Premier Place in Prattville, another great McClinton & Company development. I'm Jeff Blake, Montgomery Skywatch Traffic.
If you plan to be on the road this Labor Day weekend, don't drink and drive. Elect a designated driver or find alternative transportation. The Vance Law Firm wants you to have a fun and safe holiday weekend.
7:54, you want to do a conundrum? You like this one?
Yeah, sure.
That's a good one. We haven't done that one before.
Okay, so it's something that only 1 in 10 people can do every day. Only 1 in 10 people can do this every day, achieve this.
Okay. Already forgotten.
Me too. I forgot the answer.
Okay. Here, if I hold it up, can you see?
Oh, yeah. I got you.
Okay. Life's hard.
2-7, so is this kid. 272-9228, because there's a lot of possibilities here.
Yes.
Now, this is, I won't be giving it away by saying it's an art. It's something I respect.
Yeah, I do too. Something that requires a certain discipline.
Mm-hmm.
Well, Bo Holt, he's determined to win something, right. So let's give him first crack at it. So, hey, Bo.
Did you say it's something that only 1 in 10 people can do today?
Every day,
right. It's kind of a gift, I would say. What did you think?
Shoot. I was going to say drive a stick shift.
Oh, I misheard the question. Okay. Now, that's a good one.
Drive a stick?
Stick!
It's yeah. Not, because not everybody can do that.
I drive one every day. I got a 6-speed.
Stick? No, I'm sorry.
It's kind of fun driving.
Oh yeah, I've always driven a manual. I always will as long as I can.
Well, then the day I got I finally got the automatic. I said, "Oh, I can do stuff now with. I can do more stuff now." it went away really quick.
Oh, really? Well, I hope I don't fall into it because I like driving my manual.
Well, it is cool.
I was going through my stupid Corvette phase. Somebody said, "How could you buy a Corvette and get an automatic?"
Yeah, how can you do that?
When you're in traffic in South Florida.
Yeah, so then I got an automatic and I hated it for a year.
Stop and go traffic, like especially if you're in Birmingham or Atlanta. Yeah, driving a stick can be tedious then, but normally Montgomery, you don't have to deal with that.
That's true. Yeah.
You are correct, sir. Well, Bolt, good try.
Thank you.
What is this skill? I don't know if it's a skill, but 1 in 10 people can manage this every day. And we're going to Hard Shell's next.
Good morning.
Hey.
Hi.
I'm going to guess wake up on time without an alarm clock.
Boy. 1 in 10 people can wake up without an alarm clock.
That's it. That's exactly it. I didn't think anybody would get it that quick. I can't do it. But you know what? The funny thing is, on that day that I don't have to set the alarm, guess what time I wake up.
Well, yeah, I don't like to mess with it too much. It's too hard to reverse a routine back 3 hours if you go way off on the weekend.
Yeah, that's true.
Without the alarm set on Saturdays, I will wake up at no later than 5:30.
Yeah.
I will go.
The morning's the best time
of
the day.
Oh, me too.
I'll go back to sleep, but I'll have that 10 seconds of, oh, it's 5:30. I'm running late. I got to get up. It's Saturday. Bye.
Remember a couple of weeks ago you called, let's have breakfast at Chappie's at 6 and don't let Emily know.
What?
No, I'm kidding.
I'm like right there now.
What? Anyway, what happens?
Y'all got a breakfast together too?
We were both up way before 6. It just so happened. So it was a spontaneous thing.
Whatever.
Hardshell, hang on.
I have no friends.
You won a $10 Seafood Bistro gift card. Let's say good morning to Sam. Hey, Sam.
Hey, Greg. Hey, morning crew. Y'all sound great.
Thanks.
Thank you.
Oh, yeah. In fact, I'm on my way to the station right now. I'm going to pick up my certificate. You know, I hit the conundrum last week.
Nice.
I can't wait to try the seafood, but it's pro.
Good.
Yep.
Well,
yeah man.
Okay. We appreciate it. And
that's all I had to say.
Well, if you get here before 9 o'clock, let us know. We'll come down and say hello. And what's your name?
Marilla.
Marilla. Hi. How are you? We got a winner. We just wanted to thank you for trying.
I know. I wasn't gonna guess correctly anyway. I was gonna guess make up the bed.
Oh, okay. Yeah. Okay. 1 in 10. Yeah, I got you.
I would not be a 10%er.
Yeah. Sometimes I do it to feel better. You know, to know that I have a nice.
Do you turn down a corner so it looks like a hotel?
No.
See, that's what I do.
We're talking about
making the bed.
Make the bed every morning. Every morning.
Now, I skipped yesterday, but a lot of mornings I do.
I make the bed every morning. That way I've already accomplished something for the day.
Right. And it's a good feeling.
I guess it's a personal thing. You know, who's going to see it?
You do.
No, it's your, it's for your kind of self-esteem.